Isn't friend the best? Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vasantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Billy Jack Purnell, Pat Roden, and Janice Maynard returns for a visit. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now, here she is, the slinky champion of the world, Josie Passantino.
Champion. That's a good one. I wonder if that is a real title. I think it's time to Google, people. That sounds very interesting. Thank you, Alan, for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. So hello, everyone, and welcome to The Josie Show, and I'm so glad you guys are joining us tonight, because as you heard, we have a very amazing show tonight. We have three guests, so it's going to be another jam-packed show, and we'll get to chat with Billy Jack Purnell and hear about his amazing start to making music and all of the great successes he has experienced so far. And also we chat with Pat Roden tonight and hear about her amazing career so far, which also includes playing on the Grand Ole Opry. Now let's just, you know, take that in for a moment. Grand Ole Opry. And also we catch up tonight with Janice Maynard. Her current CD, I'll Take My Chances, is on fire with so many successes. So it's going to be a really great, great night to chat with these wonderful, lovely, lovely people. So now, how about we get started? So please stay tuned for the whole show because we have VIPs, announcements, so many other fun, interesting, crazy things. So it's going to be great. So now, here we are. Let's start with our first guest, Billy Jack Purnell. Woohoo!
How are you doing, Billy?
Hey! Yes! Mm-hmm. You need that applause, definitely. Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty good, doing pretty good. As a matter of fact, the wife and I was just having an argument about which one of us our daughter looks like more. I think I win, but you know how it goes.
Absolutely. I mean, come on. It keeps the relationship fresh. You need to know that kind of information. Seriously. You do. It's important.
Well, as I was saying earlier, we've got six of them. I mean, the oldest is 16 and the youngest is 4. And, sanity is not easily kept around this house.
You're very, very busy because you do so many amazing, amazing things. And then also you have, you know, your family that you have to also take care of. So, I mean, it's wow. When do you sleep? That's my first question.
Any chance you get, that's for sure.
Yes.
Any chance I get, I'm dead to the world, that's for sure. But when I'm up and on the go, I mean, yeah, it's a constant juggling act. And I've managed to learn over the years how to keep everything pretty well separated, you know, it's been great.
That's awesome. You seem like you have it all together. You know, it's a really great balance that you do. Seems like it. So that's awesome.
I appreciate that.
Yes, yes. And, you know, like I said, you're very, very busy, but your music is just amazing, and so many people are just, you know, really, you know, taking on to it and loving it. So, but how did you, you know, first off, how did you start with music? When did that begin for you?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for the kind words. I don't know, as far as kicking off, I had some people in my family that played. My grandpa played and my aunt, and I kind of grew up watching them, but I never, to be honest, I was never really music inclined. I took much interest in music, and I, you know, was raised on traditional country, and then my dad was a big fan of golden oldies and doo-wop music, you know, and anything from the 50s that had a rock beat to it. My mom, she was more traditional country, but and then my brother, you know, somewhere around, I think this was in the 80s or something, but the Beach Boys was constantly playing out of his radio, and so there's a whole lot of different influences in there. And but again, I was never really musically inclined. And then I got a guitar when I was 13, little Fender Junior acoustic, and I never really took much interest. And then when I was 16, I had a car wreck, and I ended up in a recliner for a few months, healing up. And I had gone over a cliff in my car, and you know, managed to make it through that. And I guess it wasn't looking good, but I did. And so during the recovery of that, I couldn't walk, I couldn't go anywhere for several months. So my mom kind of drug out the old guitar, and I ended up, well, beating the crap out of it, to be honest, for a couple years before I ever got it to make any good noise. And then my dad would run me out of the house every time I started messing with it, so I had to learn how to play mostly outdoors, which was always very interesting. And
right.
Needless to say, I never had anybody to show me how. You know, I just had to kind of figure it out by ear. And by the time I started putting some music together on the thing, you know, I didn't know how to write, so I just, the only thing I knew well was my life and the things that I was experiencing in it, and so I spoke about that behind the guitar, and it kind of became very therapeutic, and somewhere along the way, it turned into music, I guess, and got out there on me.
Wow, that is crazy.
I tell you what, the fact, you know, I tell people this every day. I was just talking to a couple people that recently found me over Facebook, and I guess they've had my music for a while and just didn't know who was doing it. So I was talking to them, and I say this to just about everyone, but, you know, when I wrote my first songs and began this whole thing, I never really got into it for it to go anywhere, and I was, you know, never one that had the high hopes of being out there and being big and known for music. I just, it became my way to kind of deal with things. And again, you know, it's kind of like having a diary, I guess.
Right.
Just only on disc. And the fact that so many people relate to what I seem to put out there, it opened my eyes at a young age to one thing, which was that, you know, for the most part, we all go through the same situations. I mean, I think every one of us has had that one bad relationship or that one great one. You know, we've all had disappointments and successes, no matter how minor or major, and this is just kind of my way of expressing what I go through.
Right, right. Wow, and it's true. I mean, everybody, you know, has the same experiences. So I think that's really what people are taking, you know, an interest into your music is because, you know, it's not a far-fetched story. People can actually relate to it. And, I mean, I find it really, really cool how you really, you know, got started. You know, you just
well, thank you. It was certainly, you know, I'd love to be able to tell you that I had a guitar in my hand since I was three and, you know, and a dream to go somewhere with it my whole life, but that would just not be the truth. And I kind of pride myself on being an honest person. So, you know, it's just like when it comes to my songwriting, you know, if I don't know something, I don't speak about it. For example, I could not write you a decent song about being rich and wealthy and not having any issues because I don't know what that is like. But on the other hand, if you'd like to hear something about, you know, hard times and insufficient funds, well, I'm your man.
I don't think anybody has that perfect life. So I don't think that kind of music would be popular anyway. So you're getting it right. Right. I hear you. Wow, I think that's really cool, though. I absolutely love your music. We're going to actually play a couple tonight so everybody else can hear your music. And
that
would
be great.
About.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I'm very excited to play them tonight. And, you know, I also want to mention your group was, you know, you were using the name Plain and Simple, right? I think
correct.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit about Plain and Simple and your plans for transitioning to your name, you know, because I want to make sure everyone can find you.
yeah, certainly. To be honest, when I put my first stuff together there, I think I had like nine songs to my name at that point, and I must have been 19 or 20, and I'm 34 now. But when I first put these songs together, you know, again, it was my personal life experiences and you know, my emotions and feelings, and I really didn't want people hearing it. And then when it started kind of getting out there on me a little bit, you know, a friend got a copy of the one demo I made and then kind of burned it off for another guy, and it sort of took off that way. Well, you know, I was real skittish. I didn't want people knowing that that was me, but I wanted, you know, to give the music a name that kind of reflected what it presented, which was a pretty plain and simple sound. And, you know, the chords I taught myself by ear, so all the music was basic chord progressions, and the lyrics were derived from everyday life, so plain and simple, you know, seemed to fit it well.
Right.
Now, on transitioning over, believe it or not, a few years after I had started writing songs and I put out my first album, you know, independently released, it was titled Plain and Simple Acousticeuticals. And I was kind of a different guy back then and into a lot of bad things, and I got the name kind of from acoustic guitar and pharmaceuticals. And again, you know, that was a long time ago when I was a little younger and a little wilder, but at one point a fan or, you know, an individual had come up to me and was telling me about this awesome music that I should look up and listen to, and there was a song called Simmons about, you know, the guy's house got raided, and I was telling, I said, well, that's my song. You know, and the guys, I kind of had an argument with the guy about whether or not I wrote that tune, you know. And he says, no, somebody in Plain and Simple does it, you know. And nobody really knew who I was. So I realized then that I had to start putting a name to the music.
Right. Wow.
And so at that point, I just started putting my name to everything, you know, and associating it, Billy Jack Purnell, Plain and Simple. So that way, you know, people could figure out who was playing the music.
Right. That's funny. I really like Plain and Simple. Well, I'm your guy. Hello.
Oh, yeah. And Lord knows, it's hard to establish the fact that you've put out something that people are appreciating, you know. I mean, where I'm from a very, very small town called Clarksburg, Missouri. It's in Montotal County, Missouri. And, you know, it's one of these places that it's about 4 blocks wide and 4 blocks long. And if you blink, you miss it. There's literally more cows than people here. So if, you know, if something seems to take off, you got to be able to validate that that's yours, or otherwise, you know, somebody's going to disagree with that.
Right. I hear you. Wow. Well, I'm glad, though, that you're, you know, transitioning to your name so everybody's able to, you know, this is your stuff. This is, you know, this is you. I like that.
Well, I tell you what, in doing that, you know, again, I was very surprised when this stuff ever went anywhere, and when anybody ever took an interest in it, it just blew me away. And in transitioning over to using my name and kind of putting an identity to, you know, who was writing and playing this music, I have learned since then so many more people have reached out and gotten a hold of me and told me, you know, they've been listening to my stuff since they first come across it in one way or another, and I've learned that I have a much wider fan base out there than I ever imagined, you know, which is actually a very great thing.
Yeah, that's so cool.
But a surprise nonetheless.
Yeah, I bet. Wow, that is very, very neat, though, that, you know, everyone's able to find you. And, you know, I also want to mention your work with Tunesmith Entertainment Songwriting, which is out of Nashville. So tell us about your work with them.
I tell you what, it must have been August of last year, I think. I come across a Facebook post by Nan Cassidy of Tunesmith Entertainment, and it was a post about submitting some material and to become part of Nan's List, which is a group of singers, songwriters, performers, publishers, you know, a little bit of everybody kind of in this one group, and I believe the idea behind it is, you know, it's to network and to be able to get these different talents in one group and maybe, you know, each other hook up on maybe co-writing experiences, or a songwriter can get a song to a performer or a singer. And it's just a really great networking tool and a fantastic group. Nan is amazing. She always has very innovative ideas for artists to get out there a little bit further. And as a matter of fact, I believe she's starting something called Tunesmith Skype Nights Live, which is I believe it's going to be a monthly series where songwriters can, over Skype, perform and play and show their work to, you know, people in maybe Nashville or wherever that have come together, you know, to a venue. It'll all be over monitors, but it really gives a chance for those who can't travel much or who may be tied up somewhere else. You know, you can be on a bus or you can be in your living room and perform for people in another state. So it's a really great thing. In doing that, I have hooked up to, in being in Tunesmith, I've managed to get with a couple songwriters, and, you know, I'm working on a few projects there. And then, you know, at the same time doing that, I've gotten with Factory Music Limited, which is my publisher, and so I'm in the position now to try to get some tunes out there to be sold, which is fantastic.
That is.
But it's been a pretty wild ride, and as you said earlier, you know, juggling a large family and trying to, you know, just see where this music can go, since it seems to be moving on me. It's always busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, it sounds like you have everything together, and it's, you know, really, really going great. And, you know, I also want to mention, you know, something really, really cool. You were also featured in an issue of Independent Artist Magazine, so you're really, you know, getting out there, and you're on it.
Well, thank you. They got a hold of me and had come across the music as well, and thought it'd be a great idea to do a write-up on it, which I couldn't have appreciated more, you know, so I jumped right on that, of course, so that was a very amazing thing. And then recently I've been talking to another magazine that I believe there's going to be a write-up in, but I can't, you know, really have put that out there too much just yet until I find out some more. And again, you know, I was telling somebody else this, to sit down and put together a song or some songs about your life and have even one person relate or appreciate that is nothing short of a blessing. And to see where this music has gone when I never really intended for it to get there, I mean, every day I thank God every day for where it shows up next, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just like talking to you now. This music has brought me to you, which I am very excited to be doing this and be a part of it. It's a great opportunity, and I think what you do for independent artists is amazing.
Thank you.
You know, you kind of give everybody a place to be heard and a home to be noticed on.
Thank you. It is neat. I absolutely love talking with wonderful artists like yourself, and, you know, it's really, really awesome getting to hear and chat with, you know, people that just are doing fantastic things, and I love your songs. I'm a fan, so,
well,
I mean,
thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Had to get you on. No problem. It's true. And, you know, speaking of your wonderful music, like I said, we have a couple of songs that we're about to play right now. But first, can you tell us about the music that you have right now, you know, released that people can check out and know about?
Sure. I'll tell you what. You can find everything on my website, www.plainandsimple.net. I'm on Facebook there, Billy Jack Purnell. I've got a Plain and Simple page on Facebook as well. I try to keep everything I can updated and posted on there. If anybody has trouble finding any of it, you know, you can Google Billy Jack Purnell, Plain and Simple, and you'll get just about everything. My first album I put out is called Plain and Simple Acousticeuticals, and then the second release was Plain and Simple Bipolar 101. my first album, you know, I put out there, I wrote all those tunes back whenever I was living a completely different life. I was kind of a more wild guy into a lot of bad things, and those songs reflect that.
Right.
By the time I put out Bipolar 101, I had gotten divorced. I had remarried to a wonderful woman. She had a four-week-old son when I met her, and I adopted him, so he became my youngest son, of course, and then we had a daughter together. I got full custody of my oldest three kids, and then, you know, and currently we're licensed foster parents to our youngest daughter, who we're, you know, hopefully get to adopt here pretty soon, So by the time this second album came out, you know, the tunes on it was, you know, more mature, very family-oriented. And the title, I got the Bipolar 101 from the fact that I learned somewhere throughout the last few years that I had bipolar disorder, and it kind of explained a few things in the past.
Right.
But, you know, addressing that issue, life has kind of turned around for me. So.
Good. Wow. I like that, though. You're not shy about it. I mean, you've been through some rough stuff, but, I mean, hey, you're stronger because of it. And
yes,
I like
ma'am.
That you put that in it. Yeah. You have to. I like.
Well,
that.
You know, I've never really been one to be too ashamed. I mean, I'm certainly, I'm kind of a small fella, but I'm certainly big enough to admit my mistakes, you know, and the fact that I learned from them. So I'm a better person today because of it, that's for sure. But
yep,
I certainly have the scars.
Yes, definitely. Well, I think that is so fantastic, and I absolutely love your songs, and I'm so ready to play your first one that we have here called Fishin'. I like it. Let's do it, and we will be right back
that's
after
great.
We play this, okay?
Sure.
Let's do it. Awesome. Here we go. Fishing.
Well, we found a new place to try our luck, where the catfish is told to be big. We loaded up all the necessities and dropped the kids and moms again. With straightened treble hooks and tips from fishing books, we hopped right into the van. And before we left, we asked the old man to keep the grease hot in the frying pan. And we went fishing last night out under the moon. The intoxicating tackle began to consume. With a smile on my face, it set in just how high I was. Yeah, I went fishing last night, and all I caught was a buzz. My brother-in-law to take him along for an escape out on the water. But with a stationary line, he spent most of his time texting somebody's daughter. Well, my wife loves to go, everybody knows. She's hooked like a great big cat. She keeps the cooler stocked and nearly hooks me a lot. But I don't mind, cause she's got a nice cat. We went fishing last night out under the moon. When the intoxicating tackle began to consume, with a smile on my face, it set in just how high I was. Yeah, I went fishing last night, and all I caught was a buzz. Yeah, I went fishing last night, and all I caught was a buzz. Got bit by mosquitoes, ate all the Doritos, wasn't nothing biting but the bug.
I love it, bit by the mosquitoes, ate the Doritos. Genius. That is genius. I absolutely love the song. That was called Fishing, and we are back right now with Charlie Jack Purnell. Very, very nice song. I love it.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Yes. I do. And I know that people are going to want to get into contact with you and, you know, or they're fans of yours and they, you know your stuff, but, you know, couldn't find the name to put it all together. Please, where are your social networking sites and all that fun stuff so people can chat with you?
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, I think the quickest way to find me and get a hold of me is, you know, like I said, Google Billy Jack Purnell, plain and simple, and you'll get all the sites, all the, you know, my direct site, plainandsimple.net. And, you know, again, I try to keep everything as updated as possible, but, of course, you know, with a large family, it's very hard to get there when I need to be. But I bring up the slack, you know, as quick as I can on the good days.
Perfect. So, I mean, yeah, it's very easy to get in contact with you. And we'll post all of your links after the show as well to make it easy. So
that'd be fantastic, and I appreciate every bit of it.
Anytime. And also, I want to mention, because you recently performed at the Granada Theater. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience? Wow.
That was a great thing. You know, it kind of was a bit unexpected. I had gotten contacted by a man named Dan Robertson out of Kansas City, and it's roughly within my area, a couple hours away. And he told me, you know, that he worked for Afton, myafton.com, and that, you know, they tried to help local artists out by getting them out and helping them get gigs. And, of course, I jumped right on that, and I said, well, you know, hey, if there's anything you can help me do, I'd love to help you back and show up. He offered the Granada to me, and I'll be honest, I hadn't ever heard of it at the time. But, you know, I told him, yeah, I'd love to do that. And so he explained to me, you know, what the place was and where it was located. And, of course, I did some research after that, and I found out that, you know, it's a wonderful venue. They have a lot of big-name artists there pretty often. And, you know, I was just honored to even have the opportunity. And so I went up, I think the night before, I went to Kansas City, and I met up with my old drummer. And I got him and Kansas City blues man Billy Bill Woods, who plays bass and slide guitar, and they were both more than willing to jump on some tunes and help me out. So we practiced. We had about half a day to throw some songs together, and fortunately they came together really well as a three piece, and I was very proud of that. And so we went up to the show the next day. Afton was great. We checked in there with one of their employees, and you know, we got loaded in. The Granada was wonderful. The staff there, you know, couldn't have been more helpful. Got it set up quick. And, I mean, it was just a fantastic venue. It was a great show. People enjoyed it. And then come to find out afterwards, we actually sold a few more tickets than everybody else. So I was pretty happy about that, too.
Wow, yeah.
I sure didn't expect at all anyone to show up out there. It was 3 hours away, you know. But but it worked out. So that's a blessing in itself.
That is, wow, that's amazing. Well, I'm so glad that you had a great time there. I mean, I just, you know, I like the sound of that Granada.
it's a fantastic place, you know. I guess it began as a silent film theater back in the 30s, and it still has the marquee signs and everything. It's a wonderful spot, and I'd love to go back.
Yeah. Well, once you go back, I'm going to actually have to go and check it out because
that'd be great.
See you perform one, and also it sounds like it's such a great place, too. Great venue.
Well, I tell you what, I just got the photos from that show, and I put them on Facebook today there, so if you get on my wall, I think you'll find them. It come out pretty good. I was very impressed with the guys. You know, they didn't have a lot of time to get in on them tunes. So when we played, I actually opened up with, I don't know, six or seven, you know, just solo acoustic tunes. And then I brought the guys out, and we was able to offer up the sound as a full band, and it really went over well. I was very surprised.
That's awesome. Wow. I mean, amazing things could happen when you throw together a team for some reason.
Oh, Lord, I tell you what. You get the right guys together, you know, and fortunately, it was Joe Terrazas was on the drums, and like I said, Billy Bill Woods, who's a great blues player out of Kansas City, you know, they both are very talented musicians, and they're able to kind of by ear, you know, grab a hold of a tune and make it come to life. So they really did my material justice, and I couldn't thank them more.
Absolutely. That's amazing. That's so amazing. I'm so glad it went well. And your next song here that we have, first off, I just want to say, you know, one thing about it, this song that we're about to play is called Last Name. And if I understand correctly, Last Name was on the Crook and Chase Radio website, which is first off really, really cool that it was on there and it's featured on there.
I sure thought so. I couldn't, you know, it was another one of those things where I couldn't believe that it had, you know, gotten there. You know, just, again, I could not have felt more blessed. You know, when you find these accomplishments and, some places this stuff shows up, and, you know, and you have to ask yourself how it got there. It's kind of a surreal feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I bet. I mean, surreal is probably the perfect word for it. That's awesome.
Yeah, yes, ma'am, to say the least. You just you spend a lot of days very thankful and sometimes scratching your head in awe, wondering, you know, just how it ever got here.
That is so, so cool. It is such a great song, and I'm very, very honored that I get to play it tonight. So let's play it right now. Let's not delay. Let's do it. Last Name. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yes, and that was Last Name of Billy Jack Purnell. We're back right now here at the Josie Show. And we, unfortunately, ran out of time, but I really want to, before you go, there's a message that was sent in for you that I really want to get to you. Yes, so David Allen says hello.
Well, you tell David I said hi right back. He's
awesome.
A great guy. I love David. I talk to him just about every chance I get, and we've kind of followed each other's stuff along the way here and became friends over Facebook, believe it or not. And never met the man in person, but I can't wait to. I love his music, and he's just a great personality. He really is.
That is so cool. Well, but I'm so glad that we were able to read that message and get that to you.
Yes,
for
thank
sure.
you so
Shout
much.
Out.
And I thought his interview was awesome. And I know you're out of time here, but I want to thank you and everyone there at the Josie Show for this opportunity. It's amazing, and I couldn't appreciate it more.
Thank you so much. And we'd love to have you back on anytime. Okay, any promotion, anything that you'd like, please let us know. All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, anytime. We're just a call away. So I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Well, you have a great night, and thank you again. Thank everybody
you.
Up there. It's just amazing.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Cool. And Justin, everybody. He's awesome. Yes. There we have it. That was the wonderful Billy Jack Purnell. And we're back here now with our next guest, Pat Rodin. Woohoo! Got to add to I'm excited.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Thanks for coming on to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
I did have a gentleman that wanted me to tell you hello. His name is Ken Meekin. And I would also like to give a couple of shout-outs to some people that are listening, Jim Parr in Ireland and Georgina Christodoulou in Australia and Lonnie Ratliff in Nashville. And also I wanted to thank Don Caldwell for hooking me up with you tonight.
Woohoo, yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, I mean, Ken Meekin, he's amazing. Don Caldwell. And also big shout-outs to all of them. And Georgina, actually, who is from Australia, wanted us to send you a hello, and she sends her love. So.
Well, I send my love back to her. And also I think you have a friend named Mike Seiler that Yeah, I communicate with him on the Internet some. He's here in Nashville. And so I think he's a big fan of yours also. So I'm just shouting out to all of them before we get into our conversation.
I love it. And, you know, also, I just have to say, I'm very, very excited to have you on the show. I am very excited.
Well,
you have done so many great things. Yes.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. I'm very honored to be on your show. I hear you've done quite a few things yourself, several awards, and that's. I was a school teacher before I got into music, so I'm always excited about youth getting involved, you know, early. And you're only 19, I hear, and you have your radio show. I think that is outstanding.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That means so much coming from you because you have done so many crazy, amazing things. I mean, wow.
Yeah, I've been around that way, but I love country music. It's something that I think is just inside you. It just runs in your veins. You know, if you have a love to sing and to perform on stage, it's just something that you just have to get out there and do, or you're not at peace. But I've loved singing since I was very small. My dad used to play the radio shows. He played fiddle for the radio shows in Tennessee area. And so it started then, and I got into gospel. A lady that I started when I was 15 with, her name is Kyla Rowland, and I think she's written gospel songs for most of the gospel artist today. She's at least had a cut by them. And then later on, I hooked up in Nashville and started singing. And I used to compete with people such as Tracy Lawrence. You may know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have our contest here in Nashville, and he and I would go head and head, you know, and we just had a good time in Nashville performing and just getting up and competing against each other, you know. And I had a deal that was working for me at Curb for a while, and then Leanne Rimes came on the scene, and when she came on the scene, everyone at Curb gravitated towards her, and that was it, you know. So anyway, but I have been on the Opry. I did a spot with on the Grand Ole Opry with Bill Monroe, and then later on, I did some TV shows. At that time were well-known shows such as Star Search and You Could Be a Star. And I also did the Ralph Emery Show. That was a morning show that was on, and I did that. But those were the TV shows that were today's American Idol shows for me.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, and I did that. And then a gentleman in Germany was interested in my music, and it was actually just demos that I did, and he got his hands on them, and I ended up with a double CD cut and a CD sent from Germany here to the States to me, and that's when I first kind of was starting to be heard overseas, and so I just kind of launched overseas, and I just loved it. And so in 2000, I think it was, we went over to Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, and I toured there and just had a beautiful time and was very honored. There was a ship that docked in, and it was an American ship, and on we got to perform for all the soldiers there, which is a big thing for me. I'm a big veterans person, but it was Coast Guard. And so when we started performing, all these huge cars started rolling in with these flags, different flags, and we realized that we were performing for all the ambassadors of the States. And so I actually got to meet the ambassador of the United States and sit on a huge ship and have just a really nice conversation with him. And then while I was there, I met a gentleman. His name was Hans Jacob Larson. And he has just published a country music history book, and he included me in his book. And so he's from Norway, and I just wanted to give a little shout out to him also. But I was very honored to be placed in his book. It is a very, really good book, and if anyone would like to order the book, I'm sure they can contact Hans Jacob Larson and get a copy of it. But if they're interested in American country music, he's very detailed in this book. And I was very honored to be a part of it. You know, I felt very touched when he called me and told me he included me in his book. And then I won several awards in 2001. I won the ICMAG Female Artist of the Year, European Female Vocalist of the Year, the Lone Star State Country Music Association Female Vocalist of the Year, and the VBNQ Radio Female Vocalist of the Year. And so I've been very honored to receive those. And,
absolutely.
Then in 2002, I went back. I released another CD, and then we went back over in 2003 to Norway and Denmark. But I have many, many different people over there, and if any of them are giving you a listen, I want to shout out and say hello to all of them and tell them that I love them dearly and I miss seeing them. But they have just been very supportive of me, you know, and I've just been very, very honored, you know.
Oh, wow. That is just fantastic.
But,
I mean, you've had so, so many incredible, you know, just experiences and, you know, for sure, once-in-a-lifetime situations.
Yeah.
So many accomplishments, too. So congratulations on that.
Yeah. This summer, I in 2013, I got to do a show with Rascal Flatts and Laura Bell Bundy and Anita Cochran while I was over in Norway. And we also did a TV show over there. It's called it's the Redneck Association. They've just started like rednecks over there in Norway. But
awesome.
I'm an official redneck, Norwegian redneck there. But we did a live TV show there, and it was a lot of fun, you know. But
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do just about everything.
Yes. That is an understatement. I mean, you've mentioned, you know, a lot of amazing successes and experiences. But, you know, also, I have to mention this because, I mean, you mentioned, you know, Laura Bell Bundy and, you know, other great artists that you recently have, you know, performed. And, you know, I have to also say you've, you know, shared the stage with and performed with, I mean, great, great legends like, you know, little Jimmy Dickens, Gene Shepherd, Tommy Overstreet, Linda Davis, Alan Jackson, and also actually one of our former Josie Show guests, Aaron Tippin. I mean, you've really got to do such great, great work with wonderful artists. Tell us about that.
We did with Aaron Tippin. It was a show for the firefighters. You know, they have terrible fires in Oklahoma, and I think there was several lives that were taken and due to the fire. And so we did a show there, a benefit show for them, and also presented the children of the firefighter that lost his life. We presented them with like guitars and different items that were donated. So it was really nice to do that. And I'm also big, I have to mention this, I'm also big with the veterans once again. You know, I used to do in the airport, we used to stand and sing in the airport and would see all the veterans coming in. And, you know, we get distant from that when we're living our lives and everyday lives, and we separate our emotions, you know. But when you see those people coming off that plane and those children run into their dads and just crying and wrapping completely around their bodies, you know, you see how much they sacrifice for us. So I'm a big, big veteran person. And I'm also for the ones that are on the street, the homeless veterans, we used to do a benefit and still do. It was called the Vet Fest and also one called Operation Stand Down for Vets. And what it is, it provides tents. They put up tents and different, and they fix backpacks for all these veterans that have soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, you know, everything in it that they might need. And it, you know, and they can go and see a doctor, and they can also, you know, take baths. And it's just a really good thing. And we do shows to provide that resource for them, you know. But I love the vets and what they do for them, for us, you know, in our country.
I am with you. I mean, I just think it's fantastic with all of the work that, you know, people are doing to help these, you know, wonderful fathers or mothers out there who are sacrificing their lives every day, you know, to serve our country. And, I mean, I don't think you could do enough. You know what I mean?
Well, as a teacher, you know, being a teacher, I saw, I had children in my classroom that dads had left and mothers, mm-hmm. and I could see the effect that it had on the child, as well as seeing the rivals and the them leaving and coming in at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You see things there. And that's, to me, my music and my whole life, evolves around doing good things, positive things. And so I think that's,
mm-hmm.
A major positive thing that we all can do is support our veterans.
You really can. You really can. Everybody can do, just a little bit. I mean, if you search Google, there's so many different things, different things you can be a part of to help out the cause, which I think is fantastic. And good for you for doing all that great, great, wonderful, wonderful things for the veterans. I love that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, you do a lot of good things for people, too. And we appreciate you so much.
Thank you so, so much. I love that. I love when I hear great, great stories of people who are helping out those who, really, really need it. And I really want to put on a caller here because I know they've been waiting, and I know he's off on work right now, so I do not want to delay. So we have a caller here, Don Caldwell, who actually hooked us up. So let's put him on. Yes. Don Caldwell.
Hello, Don.
Hey, Pat.
Hello,
thank you for coming
Don.
On. Thank you for coming on the show. You're a very good singer. I really appreciate your music.
Well, thank you for hooking me up with Josie here.
Well, that's a long story. Josie gave me the opportunity to help. I love country music, and if you really love the true country music, then people like you. I heard you. I really loved your music. So there's all the people, and you mentioned my buddy Mike Seiler, and you need to do me a favor and go down to Legends Corner and sing with Mike.
Well, I am. We had terrible weather, and I drive I'm you hear of Evel Knievel and Awful Knievel. Well, I'm Awful Knievel.
I think that would be a very good show. Mike does an excellent job, and he'll be coming to Illinois in a couple of weeks. So I just think that you're an awesome singer, and I'm glad you're doing the show, and people get to know Pat Roden because you're very, very good and a very nice person. And I'm going to let you get back to your interview. I just wanted to come out and give you a yell and tell you thanks for getting on the show, and thanks for all that you've done for country music.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you hooking me up. Like I say, it's people like you that help make my dreams come true. Also, I say that to all the DJs. I always say that my DJs are my angels of the airwaves, because they always, they're making my dream come true. And that's a big thing for me. And I really appreciate Josie because she doesn't realize but she is an angel.
Can I give out one more shout out? I would like to give a shout out. Is it to Tom? Is Tom your manager, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to, it was very instrumental on helping, when we were talking about you getting on the show and stuff and sending music and stuff, and I would like to say Tom does an excellent job. So,
he helps drive me sometimes at night in Nashville because, like I say, I'm awful knuffle. But anyway, he drives artists. He has buses, and drive. They, he takes artists out. And so he has been out, and so that's one reason I didn't go and meet up with Mike that night. But it's not over. Tell him it's not over. I shall appear.
I will tell him in person when he's here in a couple weeks. And just I'm going to let you get to your interview and play some of that great music and let people hear. If you haven't heard of Pat Roden, you're going to love this music when you hear it. So I'm going to let you go. And, Josie, you do a great job, and so does Tina, and I'm going to let you go, okay?
Well,
Don, you tell
Mike I'll be the long, stringy, blonde-headed lady that hung her head out
I've already sent Mike videos of you, Pat. Mike knows who you are. You just got to walk in. You got to get a hold of him and walk in and sing your songs, okay?
Okay.
You take care, ladies, and I'll talk to you later. And Pat, one of these days, I'm going to come and see you sing.
Hey, I'm ready.
All right. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Don.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He's so
awesome.
he's got a nice radio voice, too, doesn't he?
He really does. He's so great helping us out. He finds such wonderful guests to put on the show, like yourself. So I thank you so much for accepting the offer and coming on to talk with me. I love it.
I love it also. It's great. It's a great thing that you do for others, and you should be very proud of it.
Thank you so much. I mean, I can't even talk. I could be talking all day about your amazing experiences. And you touched base a little bit about Grand Ole Opry, and I know everybody's wondering, you know, how that came to be, because we've had so many amazing guests on the show who are like, you know, my dream is to be on the Grand Ole Opry, which it absolutely is. It's such a wonderful place. How did that come to be? Awesome.
My manager somehow got a connection, and he used to play on the Grand Ole Opry a lot, and so we had a few ends there. But anyway, it just came about, and I fell into place. Walked in there. It was kind of funny. You always hear about a little spot, the middle of the Grand Ole Opry stage, you know, where they took it out of the old section. Well, they always said, hey, when you stand on that spot, you know, you're gonna feel something. Well, I thought, well, yeah, sure, you know, but when I did step out and start to perform on the stage, I kind of felt like Michael Jackson. My leg just started moving. It was like a quiver. It was weird. I'm telling you, I just started like moving. My legs just started just moving, you know. And so I thought, gee, I'm doing a little Michael Jackson act here, you know. But it was just, I guess, it was just my nerves and just excited about being a part of it, you know.
Right.
But I had a great time.
That is so cool. Oh, my goodness. See, the powers of Grand Ole Opry never cease to amaze me. They can make
you
dance.
I shouldn't have made fun of that because it did happen to me. But never doubt. Yeah. I would like to say that if anyone would like to order my CD, they can purchase it at cdbaby.com or amazon.com. They can pick up any of my CDs. And also, I have a guest book, and they can go to my website and sign that. I would love for them to do that, because I like to stay in touch with the people. But my website is www.patroden.com. Pat Roden, and that's R-O-D-E-N, music.com. And I'd love it if they just went in and signed my book and just say hello to me. It would mean a lot. But like I say, I usually get back with everybody that contacts me, you know.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Not a lot of people do that. So I love that you take the time to really chat with your fans who, you know, take the time to write in your guest book. And I'm going to write a little something on there.
Well,
I'm going to do it.
I'd appreciate it. I love it.
That is awesome. And I know that, you know, new fans out there, new supporters who are listening into the show, you know, will want to talk with you. So do you have any social networking sites or anything of that sort where they can chat with you and, you know, become friends?
Yeah. They can go on patrodenlikemusic.com and pretty much go into everything that I have. And I haven't gotten onto Twitter yet, but my friend and I were talking about getting into Twitter. They come out with something new every day. You know, I have all the Facebook, but I'm not doing the Twitter yet, but I'm about to get into it, like I said. But right.
You're not
anyway.
A tweeter yet, but you could be.
No, I'm about to be, I think, but I may tweet the wrong thing.
People tweet all have source of things. Trust me, you can't do anything wrong on Twitter.
Yeah, but on my sites I can go and check out all my videos. I have several videos out of different albums, and they can just go on there. And there's several Pat rooms, but they can, you know, there's a RH, but I'm not a RHOD. I'm a RODEN, and that's the difference there, you know, in the names if they have any problems.
Right, right. I definitely hear you. And we'll actually post your links so people are able to find you and, you know, so they're going to the right page.
Well,
absolutely.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. We're just making it easy. And, you know, I really want to play your songs here, and we actually will also play, you know, some songs, you know, at the end of the show. We can close it out, do some fun stuff with your songs. I mean, who knows? We could do all nine yards. Doesn't matter. But, I mean, I am very excited to be playing your songs. So let's play Slow Me Down right now, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Slow Me Down.
Put me on a boat on the mighty Mississippi, that old man river. Slow me down, been too long gone for my sweet Dixie, chasing a dream from town to town. So I call my baby in Mobile, Alabama, then meet me in Memphis on the Jackson Queen. Tell you right now, we in no big hurry to make our way down to New Orleans. Slow me down. Jumping by the rhythm and the rolling of the river. Slow me down. Dancing like a baby in a rocking chair. Slow me down.
Down by Pat Rodin.
Yes.
Loved it. I have to say, you have an amazing, amazing voice, and it's just such a great song, along with all of your songs. That we're gonna play a couple more of yours a little bit later on tonight. So
can I
I'm
give
very
a little
excited.
Shout out right yeah. quick to someone? They've just I hated to interrupt you, but he's calling from Australia. In his name is Denver Walls, and he's a DJ in Australia also. And so he's giving a little boom wave down here. Say something to Denver. Say hi, Denver. he's a really super guy. He's a sweetheart too.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, big time shout out to you.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I think it's so, so amazing. All the great, fantastic, you know, dedication that you have, you know, other, you know, stations and, you know, fans and friends of yours. I mean, they're so dedicated to your music and so dedicated to yourself. And you just, it's really, really cool how you have it all, you know, together like that. That's amazing.
Well,
super talented.
Well, they, you know, they make it for me. It's, you know, what they give to me, you know, or what they say I give to them, you know, I get tenfold back because I love what I do. And I love if I can get anybody, you know, if they're down and I can lift somebody's spirits up, you know, by tapping their toes and getting their feet going, then that makes me feel good because I brought them out of that moment for a second, you know. If they're down and out, you know, I like to lift spirits. And I do have some sad songs, you know, but, you know.
Right.
But I do like to lift spirits, you know.
I love that. I love that. I think you do that. I think you make people happy with your songs, and you know, because they're so real and so just fun. You know,
well,
like you
thanks.
Said, they make you tap your toes. Yes.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it. And
well,
we ran out of time,
you.
But I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show. And I'd love to play your other songs, Tough Talking Cowboy and Thank You for Goodbye. We'll play that a little bit later on in the show. But just thank you so, so much.
Hey, it has been my pleasure and honor and to be on your show, and I just wanted to tell you I hear a lot about your show from different people, and my friend was talking with someone tonight, and they said, oh, is she doing the Josie show, you know, and so you're out and about everywhere, and that's great, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you asking me to be on your show and being a part of it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me. And once again, I really want to have you back on anytime you're available to, you know, do a catch-up or promote. Please let us know, okay?
Well, and let me say again, you are a big you're a big role model for the youth out there today. They you know, you're in such a positive thing here, and it's just great to see you today being in a more positive role, you know, and I want to thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Oh, thank you so, so much. I mean, hey, talking to people like you is why I do this, so thank you so, so much, and I just think you're fantastic. Keep doing your thing.
Okay, I will. And I'd like to say goodbye to all my people out there. I love all of them and thank them so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much. We love you. Thank you so, so much. And we will chat with you again soon. Love
okay,
it, Pat. Right on, everybody.
All right, bye-bye. And you're watching the Josie Show.
I love that. We have to record that. Thank you so much. Pat,
okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love that. Oh, my gosh. We definitely have to take that and play it on our shows. That was awesome. I love it. I love it. And we have a catch-up with a past Josie Show, part of the family. I think of all my guests as part of the family. So I'm very, very excited to put on Janice Maynard to the show. Yes.
Hi, Josie. How are you?
Hey, I am doing so great. How have you been?
I am doing great. I'm super excited going on.
Yes. Tons of clapping, tons of excitement over here.
There we go. Now I can hear you.
Yes. I am so, so glad you're doing well. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate you.
Well, thanks so much for having me back. I've been listening and enjoying the show so far and just honored to be on it.
Oh, thank you so, so much. I mean, we have, you know, we have so much to catch up on. And, I, you know, for people who have missed our first interview, you know, they could check it out. It's on our archives at our website, jessieshow.com. So you could check out everything. We play your songs on that episode and everything. So please make sure you check that out. But, you know, for people who haven't watched it, you know, well, not watched it, heard it, can you give everyone a little information on the type of music you play and about yourself?
Well, it is what I call pure, hard, traditional country music. Just kind of what my grandpa used to say, the good old stuff, you know. And that's what I'm all about. It's real, real country. We just finished a new album and released it in September of 2013, of this last year, on Yellow Rose Records. It was produced by Bobby Flores. And I wrote or co-wrote 6 of the songs on the album, half of the album, which was a new venture for me. I had not written before. I've been surrounded by songwriters, but never attempted to do that myself, because I thought I had plenty of songs around me. Didn't need any. I didn't need to do that.
Right.
But I went ahead and my producer Bobby Flores pushed me into it. I say he was nice about it though, and we wound up co-writing 3 of the songs on there. One of them was a duet that I cut with him. I've also got another duet on that album that I'm real honored to do with my hero Leona Williams. I'm sure y'all are familiar with her.
Oh yeah,
she's an awesome traditional country singer and writer too, and another one of the songs on there she also co-wrote with her late husband Dave Kirby. It's a beautiful waltz, one of the prettiest waltzes I've ever heard, and I just had to have it on there. But it's country from one end to the other.
I love that because there's so many, so much, you know, crossover type music that's really coming out, and that's great for people who, you know, really enjoy that type of music.
Right,
but you really
right.
stayed true to that traditional country sound to your music, which I love, and so many, you know, dedicated fans of yours love. So you keep it traditional, true country.
I do. You know, that's just what I am, and really, if I go to write or whatever, my taste is just that way. So I just can't.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard it said before, I couldn't, yeah, I just can't go any other way. This is just what I am, so this is what comes out. When I try to write, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I love that. I absolutely love that about your music. And, you know, on Monday on our special edition, we actually have Bobby Flores coming on the show, and it sounds like you guys have such a great time working together. I mean, he's such a great talent. You're a great talent. It sounds like such a great pairing.
Thank you. We had a lot of fun doing this album. We spent a lot of time working on it and writing for it and, you know, getting the songs right. And he's not only an amazing musician, but he's also just an amazing producer. He's really just incredible, really amazing to watch work. And I've learned quite a bit from him in the last, I guess, 3.5 years. I met him actually in September of 2010. We were both booked on an Opry in Edna, Texas, the Flag City Opry. And that's where I met him at, and we hooked up and been working together ever since. And we finally, after 3 years, got this album finished and released in September. And after, it's just been a short time, but it's already up for Album of the Year with the AWA Awards. And the title cut that we co-wrote together, I'll Take My Chances, is also up for Song of the Year, too. So it's gotten a lot of attention for just being out for such a short period of time. And I'm really excited about that, really, really honored to have the feedback that we've been getting on it, and just excited to keep working, just keep going for the next one. It gives you a lot of incentive to get going and write and work for the next one.
Absolutely, great motivation and big time congratulations in order for all of your accomplishments. That is so
Thank
incredible.
Thank you.
Yes, Yes, and you know, I want to list some more here that I seen and was just like, wow. So for people who don't know, you have been nominated in several categories for the 18th Annual Will Rogers Awards. Pure Country Female Artist of the Year, I'll Take My Chances, Pure Country Album of the Year, Janice Maynard and Country Stardust, Pure Country Duo Group of the Year. So many. 5 songs off of the album have been nominated for Pure Country Song of the Year. And your new album, I'll Take My Chances, was also just named number 4 in Honky Tonk Central's Top 20 Albums of 2013. And the CD was also named one of the best Pure Country CDs of 2012 and 2013. So that's a lot of accomplishments. I hope you have cake and a party.
I'm still overwhelmed a little bit, you know.
I know.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh, that is so, so cool. I mean,
I'm very honored. I'm in a lot of really, really talented companies, so I'm very honored to even be included with the other artists that are in these categories and nominated also. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether we win or anything or not, it doesn't really matter. I'm just looking forward to getting to go and getting to meet some of these people that I haven't even gotten to meet yet. So I'm learning, and I'm excited, very, very honored and blessed to be part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that is so cool because, you know, not only are, you know, these great accomplishments, but also you're going to be able to, you know, meet people and make new connections. And, I mean, hey, nothing better than that. I love it.
No, ma'am. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, your wonderful, wonderful CD here. Where can people find the CD and also all the other music that you may have out right now? Where's the best places?
The best place to go for the new album is just to the label. It's yellowroserecords.com. You can also go to my website, janicemaynardmusic.com. It'll direct you to there. It's available at cdbaby.com. I also have my first album, and it's available also on my website and at cdbaby, too. The title of it is There's a Better Way. And it's traditional country also, but it's got a little bit more flair of bluegrass to it.
Nice.
Just more of a country bluegrass, I guess, is what you call it. And my brother-in-law actually wrote the songs on that first debut album for me. And so the second one's a little bit more traditional country, no bluegrass in it. And then that's my showcase of my writing debut talent. So.
Awesome. That is so, so cool. I hope everybody checks it out after the show. Please make sure you show your support and all of the music. Love
you.
It. Yes. And, you know, I think it's about time we play the Song of the Year song. I'll Take My Chances. And we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it. Here we go. Check it out, everybody.
Many times can a heart break. I think I've got the record for them all. And how many lonely nights can I lie awake and not lose my mind, waiting for true love to come.
I'll Take My Chances. I love this song. Thank you so, so much for sending that to us. Love it.
Thank you, Josie. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And, you know, I have another song of yours that we're going to play called Don't Settle for a Spark. But first off, I am curious, are you currently working on any other projects, performing places? What's kind of in the works for you?
Yes, I've got my own band called Country Stardust. We're a nine-piece. I have a lot of family in it. My husband, Ricky, plays acoustic guitar and sings. Our daughter, Melanie Lynn, she sings background for us. And our 16-year-old son plays lead guitar in the band with us. He is also one of Bobby Flores' students at his Boulevardi Academy of Music. And then I have two of my brother-in-laws that are in my band also, Steve and Jerry Maynard. Jerry plays bass for us and sings, great singer. And Steve plays piano for us and sings, and he is another really good singer. So I'm really lucky. We wound up with five really good vocalists in my band. So we're having fun with that, and just got a new booking agent. So she's working on some new dates for us and things also this year. And I got a lot of stuff in the works with that. And let's see, what else have we got going on? We're planning on putting out another album too, probably around the end of this year or first of next year. So working on writing for that also. And let's see, what else we got going on? Oh, we're looking forward to the award ceremony in March 29th, for sure, the AWA Awards. It's going to be held in Irving here in Texas, where I'm at, so I'm not going to have too far to go, probably about 3.5 hours is all. So we're really looking forward to that. But I'm sorry, I'm trying to lose my voice here. I've been fighting for about 2 weeks now.
Oh,
you can't believe me.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I think it's so great. You are constantly moving, constantly doing amazing things. And I'm truly excited to hear that you're going to be putting out new material and performing, because I really need to get my butt into gear and come to one of your performances.
We'd love to have you. You know, I've even been working on a song with my daughter, who's 18, and it may possibly be on my next album also. But it's going to be country. Just can't nothing else but country come out of us. So there's no doubt it'll be just as country or more country than this one. But something I just thought of too that's kind of neat. You mentioned that the next song you're going to play of mine is Don't Settle for a Spark. And that was probably, I think, either the second or third song that I wrote in my whole entire life. And I'm a big fan of dark Dove chocolate. I love Dove chocolate. And I don't know if you've ever eaten Dove chocolate or not before, but they always have these little sayings in the wrappers. And, so I opened this one up this particular day, and it said, "Don't settle for a spark. Light a fire instead."
Wow.
And I thought, I think I can get a song out of that. I like that idea. And so that is where this song came from, that my love of Dove chocolate sparked that. So
I thought that was a
funny little story. I even took a picture of that and saved it and saved the wrapper. So
put that
in my little scrapbook, archive it with the rest of my stuff I've got going on over there.
That's amazing, amazing. Hey, if anybody's listening that, you know, knows Dove or, you know, by any chance, maybe you could be one of those sponsors, maybe something, maybe a little song with that. Hey, I'm just helping you out.
There you go.
That'd be awesome.
Call me. We'll work something out.
Connor, come on. See, it was fate. It was fate that you got that one. That's awesome. And so glad you did. Turned out to be such a great song, and I'm excited to play it.
Well, I've been eating a lot of Dove chocolate ever since that happened, hoping I'll come across another one. But so far it hasn't happened. But I ain't giving up hope yet, you know.
absolutely.
I'll keep eating Dove chocolate, and I'm sure I'll find another one here for too long.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, that's the way to go. You never know when songs could spark. Well, hey, spark. See,
yeah.
You never know. You never know.
You never know. They can come from anywhere.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's amazing. I think that's a perfect segue to play this song, Don't Settle for a Spark. And what a great story on how this came to be. It makes it even more interesting. I love it. Let's do it. I love it. Let's play it right now. We'll be right back with Janice Maynard. Here we go.
I've been watching her, watching you from across the room. And I can tell by the way she's looking, she'll make her move soon. She's got a reputation to love. Much higher than anything you've ever felt with anybody else. So honey, won't you give it a whirl? All you know, you don't want that girl. Baby, let me steal your heart. Don't settle for a spark.
Love that song.
And thank you.
I think it's incredible. And
all
I
my
mean,
chocolatey paid off. For
amazing. I know. I can't help but think about it now. Everybody's gonna go buy Dove now.
Eat more chocolate instead of chicken. It's gonna be chocolate. Eat more chocolate. Maybe you'll
exactly.
get something out of it.
You know, I'm telling you.
I got to give a quick shout-out real quick to Denver and Georgina over in Australia. That both of them let me know they're tuned in and they're listening to us right now. So just wanted to say hey to y'all. Thank y'all for supporting and listening to us here on the Josie Show.
Woo! Hey. I love it. And oh, and also Don Caldwell says hi to you as well.
Well, hi, Don.
Yes.
He's a sweetheart. He's who got me originally hooked up with you for the first interview.
Yes,
sweetheart.
Yes. He is. He's so, so awesome. And I think you're awesome. And thank you so, so much once again for doing an update. And I know you are going to be coming out with such great, great work. So that's my excuse to get you on again. So beware.
Thank you, Josie. We'll be glad to come on anytime. I appreciate you so much for having me.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you so, so much. And we'll keep in touch. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
We'll do it. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you so, so much, everyone. Please check out Janice Maynard. And just thank you. Thank you so, so much for coming on.
Thank you, Josie. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Yes. Love it. Love it. I had a blast. I absolutely had a complete blast with all of my guests tonight. I just love, love, love talking to Billy Jack Purnell, Pat Roden, and Janice Maynard, and I just am so, so grateful for all those who are tuned in, listening by phone, or listening on our player, I said that weird, on our player at our website, josieshow.com, and those who are in the chat room as well, or if you're not able to make it and you're at work right now and you're listening to us at the archives on our website, thank you as well for taking the time to listen to me and my wonderful, wonderful guests. I mean, I can't even explain how much I appreciate all of you. So thank you guys so, so much. And but we're not done. Like I promised, we have some songs that we weren't able to get to during interviews, so we will be playing those in just a moment. But also, I really want to get to announcements, and then I'm going to pass it over. I'm going to throw the mic at my producer here for the VIP members. So, but first, our announcements. The Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for February will be aired on February 27th at 7 p.m. Central, so please stay tuned for that, and just check that out. I always, always love doing those because, I mean, the fans are the ones who put those great people into the countdown, so nothing better than that. Check it out. And also next Friday on The Josie Show, my guests will be Brandon Hilt, Kenny Charlotte, and Richard Lynch. So please make sure you check that that episode out as well next Friday on The Josie Show. And our special edition for February will be this Monday, February 24th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone with special edition guest Bobby Flores. Perfect segue. We just talked about him. So looking forward to that as well. And also all this information is on our website, josieshow.com and countryblastradio.com. So you do not miss out on any of the dates, so you can check us out. Yes! And also, we will be at the Pana Sportsman's Club in Pana, Illinois on March 8th, broadcasting live the country concert from there with artists Wesley Dennis, Mike Seiler, Kevin Denny, and Kevin Moon, Brad Howard, and Rudy Bain. So there are a lot of wonderful, wonderful artists who have been on my show and that we know and love. So I'm very excited about that. So if you can make it to Pana Sportsman's Club in Pana, Illinois on March 8th, come check us out. Come on down and check out these wonderful, wonderful artists. And also say hi to us. Say hi to us. So, yeah, more details coming on that. And also more details are coming out soon for the Josie Show concert series, which is on the tab, on our tab on our site, josieshow.com. And special thanks to Don Caldwell of Keeping It Country for inviting us to that wonderful, wonderful Pana Sportsman Club. I'm so, so excited about that. And the show is at 6 p.m., and admission is $10. So please make sure you check it out. Say hi to all of us. We will be there. So I'm very, very excited about that. And also a special big, big, big thank you and hug to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. So to get all airing details on that, please click on the syndication tab on our site at josieshow.com. So check that out as well. It's amazing, amazing station. So please make sure you give them a shout. And so now I'm going to pass it to my producer here, Tina Marie Passantino, who's going to give you the deets on our VIP members. Hello. Howdy.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing fabulous. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Great show tonight. Lots of fun. Lots of
it
wonderful
is.
Music.
It's been so great talking to these wonderful,
yeah.
wonderful artists. Come
yeah,
on. Make them a day.
Awesome. They were awesome. All right. So let's go through our VIP members.
Do it.
To find all the VIP members, we make it real easy for you. Just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab up at the top, and it'll take you straight to the page with all of their delightful pictures and links that take you straight to their sites. First, our VIP member, Fraser Newcomb. You can find him at frasernewcomb.com. Then we have Brad Howard, who you can find at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. And as Josie said, he'll be playing at Pana Sportsman's Club in Pana, Illinois, coming up on March 8th, so you can make sure you can catch him there. Rick Seaman, you can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. Wayne Jacobs, you can find him at waynejacobs.co, that's .co. Larry Massey, find him at reverbnation.com, /Larry Massey. Vince Anthony, you can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Make sure you click on his tours tab. His site is all updated. And on his tours tab, he has got a list longer than your leg of all the places he's playing. I'm talking all different states, different arenas. He has got a list. So
yes,
there is no way that you'll miss him. There's a way that you'll catch him for sure, for all the dates he has already scheduled, and I'm sure many, many more coming up. He performs an awful lot and does an amazing job. Next, Tim Garman. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com, and I know he's got some new music coming up for us soon here too. So we're excited about that. So those are our Josie Show VIP members. Again, you can find them at josieshow.com. Just click on the VIP membership tab. All of these artists are on Facebook. You can type in their name in the search bar. Make sure you friend them, like their Spectra pages, so that you can keep up on all the latest and the greatest coming from all of them. Now, if you yourself would like
Tina,
to comment. Yes?
I just wanted to warn you that there's been a report that there's a crazy squirrel named Peanut carrying pudding on her way to Chicago right now.
Oh, well.
That is terrifying.
That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, next Friday's show is going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing? He never is really specific. Like, is it chocolate or vanilla pudding? Is it?
It's chocolate. You'll be surprised.
Okay. Because there's so many different ones. Like, there's mocha, there's like.
I really like chocolate.
That sounds interesting. I've never tried that before, but hey.
Maybe it's peanut butter pudding.
Do it.
Oh,
that sounds
Yeah, he's a squirrel. Yeah, that's true.
He would like it.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I recommend Josie hide all your shoes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to hide all the shoes, yeah. So next week Friday on the live Josie show, we are going to have all of us in the same little studio together.
Scary.
Broadcasting the show. Oh,
terrifying.
First time in all 4 or 5 years, whatever has ever happened.
Horrific.
So
there's going to be lots of cowbells and smelly kinds of noises.
It's going to be amazing.
Chaos. I'm thinking of more words. Okay, hold on. Let me pull out my dictionary.
I would say organized chaos, but we're not even organized now, so they're really probably chaos.
That's stretching it. That's stretching it enough.
So we'll be fine.
Oh, I'm feeling the tension already. Okay. That sounds good. All right.
Oh,
well, we're excited about that. More news on that loveliness to come. But just so you know, if you do want to become a Josie Show VIP member, just click on the VIP membership tab right there on the site, and it'll tell you all about it and how you can become one. Literally takes less than a minute, and your benefits last an entire year. So there's that, and now we've got some songs, right?
We do. That's a correcto statement. So I'm very excited.
Correcto.
Yes. I mean, that is not in the dictionary, but it doesn't matter. It's in the Josie dictionary. See what
all
I did there?
Matters.
See? That's all that matters.
Matters.
I don't care. Just, that's how it – exactly. Thank you. Thank you for making me not look crazy. Okay, thank you. Thank you for agreeing.
Add it to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
We'll add it.
You can add anything to Wikipedia.
Isn't it scary that they reported that more than 50% of the doctors in the country actually use Wikipedia as a medical resource?
No.
That's probably not a good plan.
That's not a good idea because people can change that stuff, and it's kind of scary because I remember I was searching something for a report or something. I was doing something, and
when you
it says something strange.
Obamacare,
I wrote it down.
Do you use this Wikipedia before you actually sign?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be
yeah, that's the end of that conversation.
Yeah. Let's just say Wikipedia is messed up. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Next, Google.
All right, let's get to our music.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so Pat wrote in here. We didn't get to her a couple of songs in her interview, but let's play them right now. Tough Talkin' Cowboy, and we will be right back.
I love this song. Here we go.
Me too. Play it.
His hands, they were calloused, and his face tan like a leather. His voice was as dry as the West Texas sand. She was waiting on tables, and from out of the blue sky came this big Texas cowboy with a star on his hand.
Cowboy by Pat Rodin, and we're back right now, and we have one more song of hers that we didn't get to, so let's play it right now, called Thank You for Goodbye, and we will be right back. Here we go. Love this song. And I was trying not to laugh because I almost forgot to click that mute again, and I always tend to do that. I really need one of those buttons that are like magical, and after right after a song, it just turns right on. But yes, Josie Bloop of the day. Josie Blooper. But I absolutely loved playing Pat Rodin's songs. Tough Talking Cowboy and Thank You for Goodbye. I absolutely loved both of her songs. Had to make that sound fancy. So now I want to, before we wrap up, I want to just give a little reminder of our 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio, and we can be heard at countryblastradio.com, facebook.com/countryblastradio. Also on Live 365, if you search Country Blast Radio, you will find us, me and my little cowgirl hat. I'll be the first one to pop up, Country Blast Radio. We're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live 365 app. Yes, I said it, free Live 365 app, so what can be better than that? And even right here at JosieShow.com, when we are not live with the Josie Show or our special edition episodes, we have them constantly playing 24/7, and we play the best mix of all that's country, from signed and independent artists, new and classic country music, and the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music for everybody who's into that. Some stations play that still, but not a lot do, so I really wanted to incorporate that to the for the wonderful people out there who like some good old Texas dancehall music. I mean, hey, we have to play it for everybody. We have to play all sorts of different types just so we can get everybody included. I mean, we can't leave anybody out. So please make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. And we are highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of many FM stations, which still kind of blows my mind. Like seriously, crazy. And why are you laughing at me? Yeah, I've done it again. My producer is laughing at me. Well, I'm going to just check that off as number 20 for this episode. And I thank you all so much for tuning in to this wonderful, wonderful episode with my three fantastic guests. And I am just so thankful for all of you out there. So please, please keep tuning in. And thank you again so much for listening to The Josie Show. Chat with you guys soon. Good night, everybody. Mwah! Yeah.